Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As world financial crises deepens, banks, institutions, and private individuals, as well as commodity firms, have been dumping oil stocks, selling oil reserves, dumping gold reserves. And if you watch the gold chart and the other metals charts, this is what they do. You watch the graph in the last 7 years, it only goes up. But every few months, after it hits a new high, it then goes back down a few percentage points before driving again up towards a new high. So this is a buying opportunity. Gold has dropped from a high of 837 right now to 807. That's COMEX gold, COMEX silver. Silver has dropped 70-something cents. Gold has dropped 2740 from its previous high. Gold fell more than 3.5% to a one-week low today as sliding oil prices, and they call it sliding, it goes up to 100 and it goes down a few dollars, they call it sliding. As sliding oil prices and a rising dollar prompted investors to cash in on bullion's recent lightning rally to 28-year highs. See, as people bought in high, now they're dumping. They're hedging. Most of them aren't dumping all of it. They're dumping some. I'm not dumping any. Dealers also pointed to some influence from a ripple of risk aversion that ran through equity and foreign exchange markets with a knock-on effect of gold prices. Sarkozy, of course, last Thursday spoke to the House and said, please buoy your dollar. Big banks came in and bought dollars. Big institutions bought dollars. The Japanese bought dollars. The Chinese dropped dollars because it dropped 67% from its high in 2000. 67% drop in the dollar against the euro, even more to the British pound sterling. And so, but again, that's only a short-term fix because gold is still under valued. It should be over $2,200 an ounce for its high with the purchasing power it had in 1980, and that's mainline analysis. So, again, gold is still half devalued from what it should be, and gold is now moving downwards. It may go below 800, but the smart money is on that the next time it starts a rally, it's going to go above 900. Now, we've seen this the last year, where it goes up to 750 and drops back down to 600. And then it goes up to 800 and drops down to 720. And then it goes up to 837. And then it drops back down to 807. This is a buying opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, certainly the little bit of gold I've got, stuff I bought at $300 an ounce, $320 an ounce, I didn't go out and dump it when it went up to 837. And I could have gotten more than that for it. That's just spot gold. It sells for more than that because of the markup of the transfers and shipping and all the rest of it. But gold fell more than 3.5% on a week low on Monday as sliding oil prices, rising dollar, prompted investors to cash in on bullion's recent lightning rally to 28-year highs. Dealers also pointed to some influence from the ripple of risk aversion that ran through equity and foreign exchange markets with a knock-on effect of gold prices. Spot gold fell as low as 802.60 an ounce before paring losses slightly against Friday's quote of 832.30. Late in New York is last week's 845.40, the highest since 1980. That's right. I went higher than that last week. Oil prices fell almost 2% to $94.44. Oh, how cheap. We're getting a great deal. Per barrel after Saudi Arabia and OPEC would discuss boosting oil output in an upcoming meeting to cool surging oil prices, taking some shine off gold's role as a hedge against oil-led inflation. I think that the way we saw today is some long liquidation after the most recent rally. This came across the whole complex, including oil and base metals. Additional pressure came from the weakening euro, said Alexander Zumpel, metals trader. It goes on. Okay, we'll come back, get into some other news, take a few calls, and get into frequency pollution. Very important information coming up. Stand by.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let's blast through some of your phone calls, and I'm going to get into the radiation poisoning of America. Let's talk to Denise in Minnesota. Denise, thank you for holding.
Hey, you're welcome. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Just wanted to let you know that my son and I attended the premiere of Final Cut in Minneapolis last night. It was absolutely fantastic. Ended up, we were just praying and hoping there'd be a good crowd, and as it turns out, it was standing room only.
500, I'm told.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the theater was packed, and they were standing along the side, so it was just wonderful. I got to meet Jason. That was great. After they premiered the movie, then he took some, there was a question-answer session, which was great, but I just want everybody to know that this movie is so totally different than Loose Change 2. It was fantastically done, brilliant, in that it really is a true, true documentary.
Oh, it's actually balanced. I mean, you know, my films say, here's the facts, here's the evidence, here's what's going on, and I'm starting to bring a little bit of people, quote, disagreeing in, but this just says, hey, look at this evidence, look at that, what do you think of this?
Exactly.
And it's all really in the New World Order's own words. I mean, it's incredible.
It was incredible, and the response in the crowd, I mean, there was laughter at times. There were people crying at times. There were people cheering at times. So it's got everything in it that will empower people to open their minds and go do their own research. And that is what I think is great about it.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing film. That's why, I mean, seriously, folks, we did this professionally. It deserves to be seen, and it deserves to be supported. Get the DVD right now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it high quality online. Looks almost as good as the DVD by going to our Loose Change site, and that is loosechangethefinalcut.com. Big links on prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and just go over there and get it in high quality, ladies and gentlemen.
It was great. And what we're doing is we're buying up a lot of them, and instead of sending out cards or buying $5 gifts this year, we're giving out the video. And we're also doing that with Endgame. So I would encourage everybody to do that. Once you've seen it, you'll know why. And it's important because the information is what's the most important to wake people up. Without it, they won't be woke up. This wakes them up.
I even heard they had to turn quite a few people away from the theater.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. It was great. And like I said, the crowd that was there was totally diverse, from young to old, which was another great thing.
Black, white, old, young, absolutely.
Everything. It was everything. And when somebody asked a question, well, what can we do? Somebody in the audience shouted, Ron Paul. And everybody stood up and said, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. So
we have released a titan here. It is so exciting. God bless you. Thanks for the encouraging words, Denise. That is really exciting. Absolutely. Get Loose Change with Endgame together, and then we discount Endgame when you get it with it, right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or see Endgame at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I do not own the whole film, so I can't have it on PrisonPlanet.tv. I've got it over there on its separate site. And that is loosechangethefinalcut.com, or just link through. Again, big link at the top of prisonplanet.com right now. Dan in Minnesota, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, I was Dan Peterson here from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We ain't afraid of these neocons here in Minnesota. We ain't afraid of them anywhere on earth. I talk to people in Brazil. I talk to people all over the world, and we know what's going on. We know what they're up to. I was at Loose Change yesterday, diverse crowd. I was amazed at all the senior citizens there. They haven't forgot history. They know about all the history of all the wars and all the profit that these scumbags have been making off of killing people for years.
It's dirty money. I couldn't imagine having money that came from murdering and cluster bombing and land mining children. I mean, it just... But again, the globalists have just given themselves over to evil to where they're totally callous now. They have black hearts.
People know about Ron Paul. People are waking up. I work on a major street here in Minneapolis, right in downtown. I have huge Ron Paul signs out of my sidewalk and my windows. People come walking in and just say, thanks for putting the signs up. I walk up to firemen and talk about Building 7. They don't know about it. I tell them to Google it. I walk up to cops and soldiers. I tell them that they are expendable slaves for the neocons, that they need to wake up and understand what the job they're doing and how they're being subjected to being killed for pennies. They're not being paid enough to support the war on drugs. They're not being paid enough to support this illegal wars in 130 countries where we have bases. When I debate with people on like sites like SodaHead and MySpace, I just tell them Google any issue, look at Fox News, and look at an alternative media source such as the Guardian or InfoWars. You look at a Fox News article, it's one paragraph, it's vague, it says nothing, and then they just try to insult somebody like you or me.
Yeah, they're trying to dumb the debate down.
Yeah, they do. And you look at an InfoWars article or you look at a Guardian article or any of the number of other alternative media sites out there, they're sourced. They know what they're talking about. They're quoting government officials. We're not making this stuff up.
I know it's frustrating to know that there are over 200 declassified, admitted documents where the government staged terror attacks to start wars or blame it on people or have police state crackdowns. There are tens of thousands of declassified examples of the government killing police, troops, citizens with chemical, biological, radiologicals just here in the U.S. to test these systems. There are thousands and thousands of examples of all of this stuff going on, and we are sick of it, and we're not going to play games anymore.
Not playing games. I walk up, you know, I'm from North Minneapolis. It's a poor part of Minneapolis. I walk up to, it's predominantly African-American. I walk up to African-Americans and talk to them all the time. When I get racist comments thrown at me, when I'm riding my bicycle through a park, I ask these kids if they need a hug. I walk up to policemen and I talk to them about the war on drugs, and every one of them I've talked to shake their head, look down at the ground, and just say, I know, I know, with sadness in their eyes. They know that their job is subject to holding up completely ridiculous laws, and they know it.
A lot of them do know it now. I mean, how many mainstream articles have there been where the government's caught shipping narcotics in? And then meanwhile, you look at the molecules of Ritalin or the molecules of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and they are worse than heroin and cocaine. They hit the same receptors, so the schools are trying to make kids take these. We have the documents on that where they want to make half of them take it now, and then they got to raid somebody's house. I mean, drugs are bad. I'm not for them. But people need to be grabbed and taken to treatment centers, but they don't need to be locked up for 50 years.
No, we need love. I mean, different strokes for different folks. I'm not a Christian, but I respect you and other people that are Christian or Muslim or whatever. It's all about love. We shouldn't be locking people up in prison for drugs. We should be taking care of these people that have addictive problems.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. It's just so sick what they do with the war on drugs. And then how many cops have been killed? Because criminals are involved with drugs. Because you've made it criminal, it energizes them. It gives the criminals a profit a huge profit source. I mean, prohibition in 9 years in the U.S. tripled the size of the mafia, Fed's own numbers. Massively energized criminal gangs, got hundreds of cops killed, corrupted the police. Tripled alcoholism in this country. Those are the numbers. Tripled alcoholism made it cool. In Europe, where they decriminalized drugs in a bunch of countries, drug use goes down in some cases by two-thirds, but always by at least half. Look, I didn't need somebody to tell me drugs weren't cool when I was 15. I knew it was stupid. I knew it made you scrawny and weak and unhealthy and was filled with poisons. Because my dad was a medical person, a doctor. And, you know, he could explain to me that in the manufacture of it, all the poisons. My dad just said, look, they'll tell you it's cool. People think it's cool. It's rat poison. And he'd give me articles and explain it, and then I knew. He'd say, see that kid with all those zits on his face? And that guy's probably 20. Looks like he's 11. That's because he started taking drugs when he was young, and it's fried his, you know. I mean, you know, that's how he tells me not to take drugs. Not like, oh, that's too cool. Or Hollywood always showing it is cool. You know, Pulp Fiction, the heroin is cool. There's nothing cool about it. Or, you know, Calvin Klein and heroin chic and all that trash. Stop using the drugs. Now, let's get honest. When I say drugs, I don't like the illegal stuff. A few things I tried, I absolutely hated. I do like alcohol. I do like caffeine. I do like nicotine. Those three things. Everything else I hate. Maybe that's why it was so addictive a long time ago. People could go into an apothecary on every street corner and buy heroin, cocaine, whatever they wanted, but very few used it. But let me tell you, they sure like alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine, baby. And I'm constantly having battles with it. By battles, I mean, I'm like some huge drunkard, but I'll quit drinking for a year and start back for a month. I mean, all I got to do is drink it one time, and, man, I'm back on it. And makes you fat, makes you unhealthy. Cigarettes, I'm back on those things again. I just am a complete idiot. They are so addictive, especially when you're working 16 hours a day like I am again. And there's all these smokers around my office. I ought to just ban smoking. That's a problem. I'll be up here late one night. People are out in front smoking cigarettes. And I'll just go, give me a cigarette. And the next I'll go, you know what? I kind of got in the habit of using beer as a stimulant, and it actually is a depressant, but in small quantities, it's a stimulant. It's like midnight. I'm totally exhausted. I've been up since 6 a.m. I've got to do an hour more worth of work to do some deadline, and I'll just get a six-pack and drink two beers. Not like it's heavy drinking, but it wakes me up. And so we all need to stop all this stuff. We need to stop because the New World Order taxes us and controls us through all this stuff. It's time to get off the drugs.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the trumpet to the thief. There's too much confusion.
All right, we posted this about a month ago, and I'm going to get it reposted on the main page. I forgot to call Paul to have him do that. But just type in the radiation poisoning of America, and it's up on Global Research, the Idaho Observer, many other places. And before I attempt to read all 12 pages of tiny text of this, I don't know how good a job I'll do of that. I just want to beg you to stop using cell phones. You know, I told myself I'd use hands-free. I constantly lose the earpiece. I constantly get in too big a hurry. I probably use a cell phone about, I don't know, 10% of what I did a few years ago. They're now great little handheld computers. You want to use them all the time. If you're going to use them, you've got to always have hands-free. But no, it is radiating your hand. If you stick it on your belt, it is constantly sending and receiving transmissions and is literally thousands of studies, not hundreds, thousands of major universities, medical institutions. I see articles out of major newspapers every couple days, sometimes multiple per day, where it is guaranteed, it is microwave radiation, it goes right into the nuclei of the cells, and it bombards them. It shoots through them, and it breaks the strands, and it is the breaking of the strands that then cause the mutation in cell division. It's guaranteed to cause cataracts. They've got all these studies that whatever side of the head you tend to hold the phone, that's the side you get the worst cataract. It's also hitting the other eye, but it's about a foot around corona of radiation. It's really strong. And the eye cells don't replicate like most of the other cells. Okay, after you're like 5 years old, they're done. And so that's why you really get it bad. I mean, it's radiating the cells. It is. There is study after study by major universities, institutions, that after 15 minutes on the average cell phone, different ones have different radiation levels, that the brain and blood in a localized area, and it shoots right into the brain, thank goodness the skull does deflect some of it, and actually heats the brain. I mean, it's actually heating your brain. And I get up here and I read this article and that article, London Guardian, BBC, Associated Press. And I've actually spent hours and hours every few months when I get upset about this issue. There's so many we have to keep track of. But this stuff is proliferating. And I go to the mall every once in a while, or I walk down the street, or I'm driving my car, and I see 10-year-olds with cell phones. And they, well, I keep track of my child with this, or I send them to school with it. This isn't like other things where we're not sure it's hurting people. Grass doesn't grow as well. Seeds are deformed. I've got all those studies. Sometimes it actually dies around the cell phone towers. It's actually killing plants. And that's what's really strong is the towers themselves. Now, you can debate all day what, you know, the different types of RF, UHF, VHF, AM, FM, what they do. And anybody will tell you that the engineers that used to work in the room with the transmitters, you know, have super high levels of cancer and the rest of it. But that's nothing compared to this. That is nothing compared to this. So I want to attempt to read over this and we're going to be doing more articles on this ourselves. I'm going to be getting a string of guests on this subject. We're going to create a big data page with the medical reports and the facts on PrisonPlanet.com because that's what we do. We try to warn people about vaccines, about other things that are causal effects, that are roots of what's happening. I mean, you use a cell phone for 10 years, you more than double your risk of getting rare brain tumor right on the side of the brain where the cell phone is. And I've been using cell phones for, heaven help me, 15 years. I'm not a big talker, so not as much as most people, but it's just, we have to stop. And I know you habitualize. It's a habit. It becomes your little baby. And you're used to having it in your pocket. You're used to using it. I mean, I get so much work done. I'm working when I'm driving to work. I'm working when I'm going to do errands at the bank or the grocery store. Or, honey, get me a thing of flour. I mean, I'm constant. I'll have like a list of 10 people to call when I'm going to be in traffic for 30, 40 minutes, or when I'm going somewhere far away in the city, an hour and a half during rush hour. And I'll do all my business. You know, I'm just bam, bam, bam through the calls. It doesn't matter. And now you can't pull over and use a phone booth or a payphone, because they've gotten rid of 99% of those. But it doesn't matter. We've got to do something about this. So when we get back, as fast as I can, I'm going to read through this. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Oh,
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
All right, hold on to your hat. I should have started earlier. I'm going to try to read all this. If I don't, I'm going to read it tomorrow. Now, again, much of what I'm going to read here, when it gets to scientific documentation, I have separately seen myself, so I'm confirming this, and I'm letting you know this is well-researched. By Amy Worthington, The Radiation Poisoning of America. Prior to 1996, the wireless age was not coming online fast enough, primarily because communities had the authority to block the setting of cell towers. But the Federal Communications Act of 96 made it nearly impossible for communities to stop construction of cell towers, even if they posed threats to the public health and the environment. That's a quote from the bill. Since the decision to enter the age of wireless convenience was politically determined, for us, we have forgotten well-documented safety and environmental concerns and the devil-may-care zeal that is short-sighted. We have incorporated into our lives every wireless toy that comes on the market. We behave as if we are addicted to radiation. Our addiction to cell phones has led us to harder drugs like wireless internet. And now we are bathing in the radiation that our wireless enthusiasm has unleashed. Those who are addicted, uniformed, corporately biased, and politically influenced may dismiss our scientifically sound concerns about the apocalyptic hazards of wireless radiation, but we must not. Instead, we must sound the alarm. Isla Garcia, Julie for the first day she went to work as a fire lookout for the state of California in the summer of 2002. The intense radiation from the dozens of RF microwave antennas surrounding the lookout heated the metals on her body enough to turn her skin and to burn it. I still have those scars, she says. I never wore jewelry to work after that. Likely mountain lookout on the U.S. Forest Service land with a spectacular view of Mount Shasta is one of the thousands of RF microwave hotspots across the nation. A newly erected cellular communications tower was only 30 feet from the lookout. One antenna on the tower was even with our heads, recalls Garcia. We could hear the high-pitched buzzing. There were also three state communications antennas mounted on the lookout only 6 feet from where we walked. We climbed past them every day. Motorola company manuals for management of communication sites confirm that high-frequency radiation from these antennas is nasty stuff. I've had engineers tell me that in the high-powered radiation relay towers, when a bird flies through it, it'll knock them down if they're blurping out their communications. Safety regulators mandate wearing warning signs, EMF awareness training, protective gear, even transmitter deactivation for personnel working close to antennas. Garcia and co-worker Mary Jasso were never warned about the hazards. This, they say, demonstrates extreme malfeasance on the part of the agencies and commercial companies responsible for their exposure. By the end of the fire season, Garcia and Jasso were so ill that they were forced to retire and the lookout was closed to state personnel. Garcia, 52, is now severely disabled with fibromyalgia, autoimmune, an acute nerve degeneration. Medical tests confirm broken DNA strands in her blood and abnormal tissue death in her brain. Dr. Gunnar Hauser, a medical specialist in neurotoxicity, states that Garcia's disorders are a result of chronic electromagnetic field exposure in the microwave range and that she has become totally disabled as a result. Dr. Hauser wrote, "In my experience, patients develop multi-system complaints after EMF exposure just as they do to toxic chemical exposure." Jasso, who worked the lookout for 11 seasons, is also disabled with brain and lung damage, partial left side paralysis, muscle tremors, bone pain, and DNA damage. Jasso discovered that all lookouts who worked Likely Mountain since 89 are disabled. At only 61 years of age, she has lost much of her memory that she cannot remember back to when her first three children were born. She fears that communications radiation may be a main factor in the nation's phenomenal epidemics of dementia and autism. Both women say they have been unjustly denied workers' comp and medical benefits, and it goes on. 22 other members of Garcia and Jasso's two families received Likely Mountain radiation exposure. All now suffer serious and expensive illnesses, including tumors, blood abnormalities, stomach problems, lung damage because they become visitor, bone pain, muscle spasm, extreme fatigue, tremors, numbness, impaired motor skills, cataracts, memory loss, spinal degeneration, sleep problems, low immunity to infection, hearing and vision problems, hair loss, and allergies. And it goes on to talk about her husband, who often stayed with her at the lookout, has a rare soft tissue sarcoma known to be radiation related. How he's had systemic cancer that started with sarcoma of the colon. Garcia's daughter was the lookout for a total of 2 hours during her first pregnancy, and it goes into her deformities. Nuclear bombs on a pole. Painful conditions endured by the families of Garcia and Jasso are identical to those suffered by Japanese victims of gamma ray radiation after nuclear explosions at Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 45. 5 decades of studies confirm that non-ionizing communications radiation in RF microwave spectrum has the same, and this is all footnoted by the way, effect on human health as ionizing gamma wave radiation from atomic reactions. Leading German radiation expert Dr. Hio Eckel, an official with the German Medical Association, states that injuries that result from radioactive radiation are identical with the effects of electromagnetic radiation. The damages are so similar that they are hard to differentiate. All footnoted. Understanding what happened to Likely Mountain is critical to understanding the public health threat posed by RF microwave radiation in the United States. The families of Garcia and Jasso, plus previous lookout workers and multitudes of tourists who visited Likely Mountain on camping and sightseeing were beamed by the same kinds of high-frequency radiation that blast from tens of thousands of neighborhood cell towers and rooftop antennas erected across America for wireless communications. The city of San Francisco, with an area of only 7 square miles, has over 2,500 licensed cell phone antennas positioned at 530 locations throughout the city. In practical terms, the city, like thousands of others, is being wave-nuked 24 hours a day. The identical damage resulting from both radioactive gamma waves and high-frequency microwaves involves a pathological condition in which the nuclei of irradiated human cells splinter into fragments called micronuclei. Micronuclei are the definitive precursor of cancer. During the 1986 nuclear reactor disaster in Chernobyl, the ionizing radiation release was equivalent to 400 atomic bombs, with an estimated ultimate human death toll of 10,000 deaths and counting. Exposed Russians quickly developed blood cell micronuclei, leaving them at high risk for cancer. What they wouldn't tell us, RF microwaves from cell phones and cell tower transmitters also cause micronuclei damage in blood cells. This was reported a decade ago by Drs. Henry Lai and Nadria Tsai, biomedical researchers at the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. Tsai is famous for refining assay techniques used in identifying DNA damage. Lai and Tsai demonstrated in numerous animal studies, there's thousands of these by the way, that mobile phone radiation quickly causes DNA single and double strand breaks and leaves and levels well below the current federal safe exposure standards, cited. The telecommunications industry, there's all footnotes in this article, the telecommunications industry knows this thanks to their own, now listen to this, 6-year wireless technology research, I pulled this up last night, WTR study program mandated by Congress and completed in 99. Gathering a team of over 200 doctors, scientists, and experts in the field, WTR research showed that human blood exposed to cell phone radiation had a 300% increase, in genetic damage in the form of micronuclei, footnoted. Dr. George Carlo, a public health expert who coordinated the WTR studies, confirms that exposure to communications radiation from wireless technology is a potentially the biggest health insult this nation has ever seen. Dr. Carlo believes, we're going to get him on, that RF microwave radiation is a greater threat than cigarette smoking and asbestos. In 2000, European communications giant T-Mobile commissioned the German Echo Logo Institute to review all available scientific evidence in regard to the health risk of the wireless telecommunications. Echo Logo found over 220 peer-reviewed published papers documenting the cancer enticing, intonating, and cancer-promoting effects of the high-frequency radiation employed by wireless technology, footnoted. Many corroborating studies have been published since. In 2004, 12 research groups from 7 European countries cooperating in the REFLEX study project confirmed that microwaves from wireless communications devices cause significant single and double DNA breaks in both human and animal cells under laboratory conditions. All footnoted. I'm going to stop doing that now. In 2005, a Chinese medical study confirmed statistically significant DNA damage from pulsed microwaves at cell phones and cell phone levels. The same year, University of Chicago researchers described how pulsed communications microwaves alter the expression in human cells at non-thermal exposure levels. That's even when it's not up against your head actually heating. Because gamma waves from RF microwave radiation are identically carcinogenic and genotoxic to the cellular roots of life, the safe dose of either kind of radiation is zero. No study has proven that any level of exposure from cell-damaging radiation is safe for humans. Dr. Carlo confirms that cell damage is not dose-dependent because any exposure level, no matter how small, can trigger damage response by cell mechanisms. It's cumulative. Officials at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the National Institutes of Health closely reviewed the damning results of the WTR studies commissioned by the federal government, which also revealed microwave damage to the blood-brain barrier. That's where you end up getting the most common cancers now, is in that membrane area. But these officials have chosen to downplay, obfuscate, and even deny the irresponsible science of the day. Irrepressible science of the day. Ranking in billions from selling spectrum licenses, the feds have allowed the telecom industry to unleash demonstrably dangerous technology which induces millions of people to become brain intimate and improperly tested wireless devices, and which saturates the nation with carcinogenic waves to service those devices. Dr. Carlo says that even the American Cancer Society is in bed with the communications industry. Well, they're, yeah, of course, that were started by the Rockefellers, which infuses the society with substantial contributions. Two ways to die. Medical science illustrates that there are two ways to die from radiation poisoning: fast burn and slow burn. Nuclear flash burn. Japanese had parts of their flesh melt off before they died in agony within hours and days. People have also quickly died after walking through powerful radiation beams, which can microwave cook internal organs within seconds of exposure. Slow burn radiation mechanisms are cumulative, progressive, ongoing, and congenital. The perfect population reduction weapon, I would add. Thousands of Japanese nuke bomb victims died painfully years after the exposures. The slow burn process of RF microwave exposure is manifested by cancer clusters commonly found in communities irradiated by cell tower transmitters. Recent Swedish epidemiological studies confirm that for 2,000 hours of cellular phone exposure on a latency period of about 10 years, brain cancer risk rise 240%. Links to Swedish study. Communications antennas now blast the human habitat with many different electromagnetic frequencies simultaneously. Human DNA hears the energetic cacophony loud and clear, reacting like the human ear would to high-volume country music, R&B, plus rock and roll, screaming through the same speaker. Irradiated cells struggle to protect themselves against the destructive dissonance by hardening their membranes. This ceases to receive nourishment, so it's aging your cells, stops releasing toxins, die prematurely, and spill micronuclei fragments into the sort of tumor bank account. That's footnoted. This is precisely how microwave radiation prematurely ages living tissues. Why the sun does that to your skin. You need a little bit of it, that's how we're designed, but massive amounts, By the way, being next to even RF burns you, just next to a transmitter. Nuking the crew. The constant roaming pain is intense for 32-year-old Kenneth Hurtado of South California. He's been to hell and back, starting with a 7-pound tumor on his kidney, diagnosed 2002. The cancer spread to his brain. His first brain tumor was removed, the second by the cyber knife. In 2005, cancer nodes were found in his lungs. By 2006, the cancer had metastasized to his lungs. This year, he is battling 3 excruciating tumors on his spinal cord. He says he hates his seizures. The last one came on while he was driving. It's like the devil taking over your body, he says. Now unable to work, Hurtado says he was relatively healthy in 98 when he began a career as an installer for large international corporation manufacturing electronic equipment for wireless providers. At the base of cell towers, there is the equipment hut where installers assemble the radios, amplifiers, and filters which generate man-made microwave frequencies and route them up the transmitter antennas through huge cables. Mounted on sector supports, amply named Alpha, Beta, and Gamma, the antennas send and receive these carcinogenic radio waves and their pulse data packets at the speed of light. Posted on locked fences around the huts are danger warning signs. He says you look around these sites and you find dead birds all over the gravel. Many dead birds. They can't take the radiation. They'll just die. You don't have to ponder that too long to figure out it's bad. And I've been to these sites, too. The grass is like half its height. It'll all be brown. The other grass is green. I mean, this is bad, folks. He doesn't know how much radiation he got on the job. He says there are at least four connection spots inside the hut where radiation can leak. He could not avoid the heat when he turned the radios on for testing, and he wonders if his cancer is the result. When I first got hired, we had safety meetings, but they were pretty much minimized the hazards, he remembers. He was issued no electromagnetic safety clothing, and it was not until 2002 that he got radiation meter to wear. The meter is supposed to warn you if they're getting too much radiation, he says, but I put mine on a stick and placed it next to the antennas, and the alarm never went off. A medical report on the International Journal of Occupational and Health confirms that workers exposed to high levels of RF microwave radiation routinely have astronomical cancer rates. The report notes that these workers, the latency period between high radiation exposure and illness is short compared to less exposed populations. We're on page four. It goes for 12 pages. I am strongly considering in the next couple years moving out of Austin and going to, like, Montana or something. I mean, we just got to get away from it, folks. And I can't even stop using a cell phone. I am totally stopping. And these things are everywhere, and we're completely bathed in it, and there's no debating it. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
By the way, they knew what radiation, microwave radiation, did in the 50s. And they wouldn't even tell people in the military up on these big lookouts and relay towers to wear protective stuff. They just, because if they admitted it, then there'd be lawsuits. They just said, hey, let them die. But remember, it's the localized microwaving that's getting you. But if you are, and I've got all the studies here, if you're less than 500, 600 feet away from a tower, you have got to get out of there. And I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to start the show tomorrow. I'm going to pull some other studies, and I think I'm just going to do an hour, a whole hour on this. Because now they're coming out with WiMAX transmitters, which are even worse than all these other microwave systems for the Internet, and they're putting them up all over. And it's fun, it's convenient, but folks, buried cables are the way to go, and they even leak stuff. It's just, dying of cancer is not fun. And, you know, I live here in Austin. I don't want to move, but there are just towers everywhere, and I just don't want my family dying. And let me just read to you what Europe is saying. Europe in an uproar. A new European Union poll of more than 27,000 people across the continent reveals that 76% of respondents feel that they are being made ill by wireless transmitters. 71% in the UK believe they suffer health effects from the cell tower mass radiation. In 2007, the London Times reported a startling number of cancer clusters in main mass neighborhoods. One study in Warwickshire found 31 cancers around a single street. 30 some sick Brits send their blood to a lab in Germany, which used state-of-the-art methodology to conduct wireless radiation damage and to confirm it. Broken DNA. Folks, I don't even know what to say here. And this is another thing that I haven't been focusing on. You know, there was a mean review of Endgame by a pretty big reviewer site, and the guy was so ignorant. This Jones makes it up that our government brought thousands of Nazis back to the U.S. This Jones makes it up that the elite have said they want to kill us. This Jones makes it up that they're doing this and that. And everything he claimed I'm making up is publicly available and admitted. It is high-powered microwave radiation from the towers and from the cell phones. And now they're putting in all the Internet wireless. Now, if it's an old-fashioned cordless phone, it's a radio transmission. That's microscopic. I mean, that comparatively. And they've done studies on that. And it's certainly not good for you, but it's negligible. That's radio. Radio is one thing. But you get into a lot of these cell phones now, excuse me, and they are just high-powered. I mean, an example of this is, I can bring a 100-watt FM transmitter in and fire it up right next to computers and equipment. Doesn't cause a buzz. When a cell phone rings, it makes the computers in a whole room go wild. Just the RF radiation going into the cables is broadcasting thrown. I mean, it's high power, folks. And we're going to be doing a lot more on this. Okay, I've covered it a lot in the past, but not enough detail. I literally read 4 pages of 12 pages, and everything's footnoted. I spent hours last night just in dumbfounded. I mean, I already knew most of this, but it's so much worse than even I know. Get in game and understand why they're doing all this, ladies and gentlemen, right now at InfoWars.com. Get Loose Change, Final Cut, right now at InfoWars.com. And I will see you back tonight, 9 to midnight on the network. If you missed any of the first hour with Sean Hannity being confronted and us airing that audio, it re-airs right now at InfoWars.com. Okay, so the show restarts right now at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. When my son...